As we come further and further back into the light after almost a year of limitations and restrictions, start to wonder what new realities have formed. Specifically, I'm thinking about addictions to things like drugs and alcohol. So today we're going to explore this subject by looking at stats and listening to stories, among other elements. Rates of addictions are actually kind of a mystery because often it's a disease that exists within a person. Those around that person might not even be aware of what they're dealing with. Addiction has such a pull to it that a solo fight, if that can even be manifested, is usually not enough to defeat this enemy. Now, New Jersey's certainly not alone, experiencing a rise in drug-related fatalities from addiction. Overall deaths were up 13% nationwide over last year. This is just during the first 6 months of 2020. That's the most recent data that we have. Delaware saw fatalities climbing by as much as 60% in the first half of 2020, which, of course, included coronavirus-related lockdowns and restrictions. If the overdose death rate recorded in New Jersey during the first 6 months of the year 2020 continued, as we'll soon find out, that would be nearly 3,200 people overdosing by the end of December, which would be the highest annual total in at least 8 years that I could find. Previous high mark was 3,118 deaths in 2018. In recent years, drug-related fatalities have ticked up in the fourth quarter, so that trend repeats then. Yeah, the overall 2020 death toll in every state is going to be a true horror story. Found an interesting survey. Again, it's tough to find exacts, but this is a study done by the Recovery Village, focusing on drug and alcohol use on the rise during the COVID-19 pandemic-related restrictions. And what they found, according to the survey respondents, this was 1,000 adult Americans, 18 and older. Alcohol, used by 88% of the people. Marijuana, 37%. Prescription opioids, 15%. Drugs like Xanax, 11%. Adderall, 10%. Cocaine, 9%. Additionally, many respondents displayed higher rates of drug and alcohol use. Of the respondents, 55% reported an increase in the past month of their alcohol consumption, 18%, calling it a significant increase, along with 36%. Reporting an increase in illegal drug use. Now, if you look at the results he found in the states hit hardest by the coronavirus, which included New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, 67% reported an increase in past month alcohol consumption, with 25% considering their experience to be a significant increase.